Si le gustaría escuchar un episodio en español, por favor escuche el siguiente episodio.
Hi friends, how are you? My name is Larissa Dávila and I am part of La Incubadora Podcast. La Incubadora Podcast is part of EGBI, the Economic Growth Business Incubator. We work with small business owners to jumpstart their businesses, to improve their businesses, and to make them more effective. And today I am very, very excited about a topic that we are going to touch, and this is the hiring in our current times. So after the pandemic, one of the things that has been a continuous issue and a pain point for a lot of small business owners is hiring employees for their small businesses. It is a hard process, it's long, and sometimes just taking the time to sit down and putting together a job description or putting together the details that you need for a job, for an employee, it's very difficult. And between our clients and friends and our network, asking within the community, we got to connect with Andres Urrego. Andres Urrego is providing a solution for us. And I am very excited to share a little bit about him. And he's going to share with us some of the research that he has been doing and a solution that he has for us. Andres is a Colombian immigrant. He has spent the last 18 years in the United States, and he has had experience in a very wide range of jobs, including construction, tutoring, housekeeping, corporate sales and leadership at companies such as Wells Fargo, Conagra, T-Mobile, and Spectrum Enterprises. He has had the opportunity to launch 3 small companies, and he has learned valuable lessons to achieve important goals. But he's also had the opportunity to experience all the problem solving and growing from it. So today he's with us and he's going to share a little bit about his research and a little bit about his experience with job hiring employees for companies and solutions that he has for us. Welcome, Andres.
Thank you, Larissa. First of all, thank you so much for having me today. For the great intro, it's a pleasure to be here, you know, sharing with you and your audience.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You come to us at a point where we have been researching a lot solutions for our small business owners, and it can get very complicated because by the time people start trying to hire, they already have a pile of things that they need help with. So time is very, very, and we're experts at what we do. We're not experts at HR and hiring and all that. And it can get very time consuming and very, the resources, right? The amount of money that you have to pay for say a temp agency can be very high. So share with us a little bit about what we were talking and, I can't wait to share our conversations and what you are offering as a solution.
Absolutely, absolutely. Look, I mean, over these last 18 years, like you mentioned, right, I've had the opportunity not only to be an employee on construction, cleaning, tutoring, corporate sales, you know, but I've also had the opportunity to be a business owner. So I've had the opportunity to experience the pain points on both ends. And then with the boom of artificial intelligence, you know, we thought, what can we do to not only streamline, not only streamline the processes for both ends, but what can we do to actually improve the process so that people can, so that businesses can hire quicker, so that businesses can actually find talent in real time, and then candidates can actually highlight and showcase those skills. So yes, I mean, you're absolutely right. After the pandemic, you know, it has become very, very hard to hire, especially for small and medium businesses, where 80% of businesses have never used technology to actually hire, and where 75% of candidates have never used technology to actually find a job or to showcase and highlight their skills.
Exactly. And with the more technology that we're getting. It's also not like you go to the newspaper and put an ad on it because people no longer read. So that is not that they no longer read. They read, but they don't read in the traditional way that was, like, for example, going to the local newspaper and putting an ad. It doesn't work that way anymore. And then we have solutions, but sometimes you can apply and then you apply and apply and apply. And you never actually get to speak with an actual human, or both ways, right? So it's very hard for the business owner. And it's also really hard for the person that is looking for the applicant, right?
Absolutely. And what we've noticed is, you know, that the small businesses rely almost 90% of the times on word of mouth to find the right talent. And what this does is, you know, based on that need and based on, hey, I need someone for today. So I'll give you an example. A construction company wakes up in the morning. The business owner gets a message that says, hey, two people are not coming in today because they're sick. That most of the times will delay the project, which means, you know, they're not going to get paid on time, which means he's going to take them longer to complete the projects. So what we're looking for is, you know, even when relying on that word of mouth, the process is still long because you still have to ask John to find, you know, a friend of a friend. And we don't understand really, you know, if they're qualified for the job. So that's what we're looking to do, you know, to do today. And we're looking to share with everyone is how do we simplify these processes?
You know what? And also another thing is that when you rely on word of mouth, people usually think of the people that are not employed. So, for example, it's very common that you ask your friend, hey, Larissa, I need a person to work at the front desk. And the only person that I think of is my friend who hasn't had a job for a very long time. And most of the time, these people don't have jobs because they're not really interested in having formal jobs. Correct. So word of mouth is not always the best option, because you won't get connected to those candidates that are really eager to work.
That is absolutely correct.
Right? So you start hiring friends or friends of a friend. And the issue with that is that now you have a personal and social commitment to someone, and that person is not the right candidate, and it's not the one who's going to solve the issue that you have.
Correct. So what happens is that we hire based on a need, and not based on the skills and abilities of the person, you know. So in the end, you know, we see a lot of turnover because, you know, I keep hiring the wrong person. I just keep hiring whoever is available and, you know, whoever someone else told me about.
Exactly. We know all about it because our small business owners end up hiring the incorrect people here at the incubator. And you know what? Once you hire someone, it's very hard to let them go, because you don't want to hurt a family, because you feel like you're going to be the evil person, because you're going to lay off that person or fire them. And so now not only do you not have the job done, but you also have a person whose livelihood depends on you. So you don't want to fire them because you don't want to be the bad person. But basically, your business is thinking a little bit more and a little bit more every time.
And honestly, small businesses cannot afford, you know, to hire the wrong people, you know, because sometimes it can make or break a company, right? I mean, depending on the type of funds that they have, you know, the runway that they currently have, you know, it can cost 1, 2, 3 months of hiring the wrong person can truly cost the company a lot more than just those 3 months.
Yeah, and statistically, employees are not effective for the first 3 months. So, for example, if you hire someone, you have to give them the opportunity to get better, and some people just simply don't get better. And so that's just straining the companies more. And that is why, so they say that within 10 years, most small businesses will close. And one of the reasons why they close is because they cannot duplicate themselves. So it's not sustainable. And one of the reasons why it's not sustainable is because you cannot hire the right team to make your business sustainable and profitable. So we've been doing our research, and so a few people pointed out to what you're doing. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Moil and the service that it offers?
Absolutely. So look, First, I would like to share with everyone what Moyo means. You know, the word Moyo means hard work. And we chose this name, you know, to represent our hard working Latinos. You know, I'm a Latino immigrant, and, you know, we chose the name because it became a mission for Latinos to learn many skills so that they could actually find a job here, a job there, but never having a place where they can actually utilize all of the skills in one, you know, in one single place. So we're a platform that we use artificial intelligence to connect small and medium businesses with people seeking employment. And we do this in real time. So we allow businesses to actually match and connect with candidates and even hire them on the spot so that we can, you know, like you mentioned, a lot of these businesses don't have the 3 months. They don't even have a month. Sometimes they need someone for today. So when it comes to the services that we offer, you know, we are a double-sided platform. We have the first side is the candidate side, you know, so people who are looking for employment. We use artificial intelligence so that we can automatically create the resume, a profile that actually highlights their skills and experience, which allows employees to actually have greater visibility in this labor market that now demands that you actually have a digital presence. And then we also have for businesses, you know, we created a tool that allows businesses to post a job in just 2 minutes. And I will show you guys later on how we do that. So with artificial intelligence, you know, we use very little input from the employer to actually create that job and automatically match them to candidates that have the skills and abilities to fulfill that job.
That's excellent. That's really, really good. And why did you, you're saying that it's for Latinos and it's double-sided, so it helps the employer get to the right candidates and it helps the employees to create their resumes. But why did you decide to launch this app? So what is your why? What is your why?
Yes, look, I mean, honestly, it comes from two things. It comes from you know, people not being able to showcase and highlight their skills, for skilled labor not being able to actually monetize all of their skills. And number two, it comes from my personal experience on both ends. I've seen it, you know, I've seen the issues that we look to fix both from an employee side and an employer side. So then with the boom of artificial intelligence, it allowed us to actually simplify and streamline these processes, and it was the perfect time. Historically, technology was meant to actually reach everyone and anyone, right? We always talk about how technology was created to benefit everyone. But when we look at it, you know, what is considered the bottom of the pyramid or the actual heart of our workforce has always been underserved by technology. So we created this solution so that we can actually serve this part of the workforce and empower them.
That's awesome. So, and you know what? I was very hesitant to start using artificial intelligence, and I didn't want to use it because I was like, oh, well, it's plagiarism and you're using someone else's work. And, but then what I started doing was, help me type this better, and it would just beautify my messages. And I was like, well, maybe, right? So we even used artificial intelligence for the incubator when we were trying to redo our organizational chart. We needed job descriptions, and one tool that we used was artificial intelligence. And so it gave us exactly, so we asked our employees what they were doing, and so we very briefly added the task that they were offering, that they were doing, and then we asked AI to give us the job description. Beautiful job description. So now we have been using artificial intelligence for job descriptions and for other things, and also at the end of last semester, when we were done with I'm taking some classes at UT, and nice. So the teacher said, just for statistical purposes, can you please name the apps that you're using for artificial intelligence? And we ended up sharing about 20 some tools that were so everybody's using artificial intelligence right now, and if we can use it to make our lives easier, then that's the reason why we should use it. I mean, when there was the invention of the cars, people were against it. And people were saying that it was a dangerous machine and that it was going to be crazy. And the same with Facebook and other platforms. And here we are using them to connect with other people. So I think that what you're offering, it's really good. And so I think that that we should give it, at least give it a try, right? So
absolutely.
As you're saying, so what the I had a question for you, who can benefit from it? And you were saying that it's for both employees and employers. And so exactly what type of employee and what type of small business owner or what type of business owner can benefit from it? Like who would be a good candidate for the app?
Yes. Look, I mean, look, any small, medium business or even large business that is looking to hire will benefit from our solution. Because we've simplified the process, you know, I have a funny story. One time we posted on Instagram about, you know, our 2-minute job posting tool. And Instagram actually blocked us, you know, blocked the ad initially because they thought we were lying. So, you know, we actually submitted a request to do it. And they realized that we were not, you know, they actually realized that we had created a tool that simplified the processes for any employer. But what I would do is encourage all small, medium businesses who don't use technology today to give our application an opportunity, because they will see that not only is it going to save them time, it's going to save them money in the short and long term, because it will allow them to find the right people at the right time, which is it is very, very important for all small businesses and medium businesses who struggle many times to hire the right candidate, or who struggle to actually say, hey, I can't hire someone full time. Well, through our platform, you can hire full time, part time, contract. I mean, it really comes down to your need. We have over 1,200 employees that have signed up since we launched at the end of January, and they are ready for work. You know, right? They're ready to start working at your companies. If you don't know how to use technology, I promise you, give it a chance, because it's going to be very, very simple.
So for example, if I need to hire waiters, I can use Moil. If
absolutely.
I want to hire someone from the front for the front desk,
you can use Moil. If you're looking to hire for construction, if you're looking to hire your cleaning crew, you're starting a business, you can really hire almost anyone through our platform.
Okay. So how can we start using it?
Yes. You can actually visit our website, which is www.moilapp.com. So moilapp.com. The process is super simple and it's very, very fast. The one thing I will tell people is all you need is the job title that you're hiring for, whether it's a waiter, whether it's a construction apprentice, whether it's, you know, a cleaning crew member. All you need, you know, to get started is the job title.
That's great. So what happens if I'm not very good with technology, or I have very, very little time to just to sit down and learn how it works? What happens if I'm just overwhelmed with work and I need employees now?
Yes, ladies, I'm glad you asked, because, you know, we actually created this with you in mind, right? We created this company so that we could use that artificial intelligence to get rid of many obstacles: time, educational levels, language barriers. So if you're not good, and obviously the technology part of it, you know, because we've simplified the process so much that if you've created a Facebook account or if you navigate through Facebook, Instagram, I promise you, this is for you. You don't need to be very good with computers. You don't need to be very good with technology. You can actually do this straight from your phone or your computer, and it will take just 2 minutes to post that job.
Can you show us?
Absolutely. Give me just a second. I'll share my screen here. I'll show you. I will show you exactly how to post that job. Perfect. All right. Please let me know if you can see my screen. Perfect. Can we see my screen now?
Yes.
Fantastic. So once you create your Moil account, which is, you know, again, you go to our website, moilapp.com, creating your business profile takes about 3 minutes. You just need to know the basics of your business. But once you actually create that business account, I will show you exactly how to post a job. So from your dashboard, you are going to, just a second, from your dashboard, we have the option here to post a job. You're going to click on post a job, and we're going to ask you whether you want to do this in Spanish or English. We are actually in the process of making this broader for other languages so that you will be able to just select the language that you want the process to be in. In this case, we're going to select English. And you know, you asked about a waiter. So we're actually going to use the waiter title, to actually be able to post this job. Remember when I said job title was the only thing you were going to need? Well, let's see it. So by just putting your business name, the job title, we're going to click on generate for me. And our artificial intelligence is going to do the rest of it for you. I will show you guys in just a second. The process takes just a few seconds while it loads. And these will actually create for you just the job description, the job category. So like you guys can see here, right? You know, this is 100% editable. So you can actually change anything as part of the description. But this will create a general description of what a waiter does at a job. So you could actually change here in our establishment, or you could say, for example, at Moyle Cuisine, right? You will be responsible for ensuring customer satisfaction through prompt and efficient service. You will take orders, serve food and beverages, and provide a memorable dining experience for our guests. From there on, it will tell you more about that job description. We also automatically create your key responsibilities. So what are the responsibilities that this person is going to take on as soon as they accept the job? Customers escorting to the table, present menus, it will tell you everything you need. Now, this gives you the option to say, to select whether you e-verify or do not e-verify. We're going to go through this example. We also create the required skills. Like you guys can see, we use just the job title and we've created everything for you. This is the only part of the process that it's going to be manual. And this is by selecting whether you're hiring full-time, part-time, or contract. Because a lot of times we see that part-time is the number one, the most common type of hiring for small and medium businesses. We're going to use this. The compensation, let's say that we're going to start at $15 an hour. It allows you to pay, to select weekly, monthly, and per day. But in this case, we're going to do hourly. Then you're going to select what the deadline for applications is. We are limiting it today to 3 months, right? So you have 3 months. You can open applications for the next 3 months. And then the last step is we're going to select the city where we're posting the job. Any questions so far?
Not for me. Let me see. So we just have a comment here that says great technology and it seems very easy to use. So fantastic. I think it's just fantastic. So then once you have, so what happens if, for example, the business owner doesn't speak English? Or yes. the target clients don't, what happens if the business owner doesn't speak English or what happens if the target employees don't speak English?
Yes, we created the website to actually be able to handle Spanish and English. So what happens? Because I created that job, in English, I'm gonna show you an example of if I don't speak English, I can actually go through the process in Spanish. Here, you will actually be able to, for example, you can select the option of mesero, which is the direct translation to waiter. And then same thing, go through the process, and then it's now going to create the results in Spanish. Now, you also have the option to go directly on the website in Spanish from our landing page so that the entire process is in Spanish. I have it in English right now because, for the sake of this meeting. But look, we've now selected the word mesero, and it's done the same exact process for us, but it does it in Spanish, right? The entire description, the entire key responsibilities, and then on the next part, the required skills are now in Spanish. Again, we're going to select full-time, 15, hourly, right? I mean, and this allows us to just go exactly through the same process that we just went through. Creating a job in Spanish. And the best part is that just because you created the job in Spanish, it doesn't mean that the candidate will only see it in Spanish. the candidate is going to see the results based on the language that they selected for the website that they're using.
That is really, really cool. So I hope that some of our clients will listen to this, and we're also going to be sharing, because I know one of the pain points that small business owners have is dealing with the hiring process. It's just exhausting and it's time consuming. So I really like this app, because with a couple minutes, you are able to post that job description. So you're saying that you already have a base, right? So you have a base of people that would be interested in getting a job.
Absolutely, we have over 1,200 candidates that we have been able to onboard over the last couple of months. Now, here's the best part about this: once you actually publish your job, you're going to be able to see the people that match the required job. Now, I'm going to show you guys this very quickly, because you know these are real candidates, right? So I'm going to actually select one of my profiles so that you guys can see how the process works. Now, once you actually publish the job, you don't have to wait for the person to contact you. Why? Because we understand that the need sometimes it's immediate. So you can select to hire that person right from your profile by selecting an existing job or creating a new one. You can go and select from any of the jobs you've published, match the candidate, and then immediately you're going to be able to contact this candidate through our chat by saying, "Hello, Andres, how are you?" And guess what? That's not all. We've taken it a step further so that you can actually see the resume for the person. You can see their experience. You can see their skills. You can see their abilities, and even print that resume if you need it. Now, once you've actually sent these messages, and let's say you've communicated with the candidate and you decided to hire them, right? You can actually click hire, and we automatically create a decision card. This is an offer card so that you can go from thinking about hiring to actually hiring in just minutes. This offer card will show the candidate everything about the job. And then once you actually decide to send the decision card for them, you can select here, when is the starting date? What are the days that you're going to need this person? Let's say that we need him actually for the 24th. And they're going to work from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Guess what? We're going to put here Austin, Texas. And then on the little box at the bottom, you're going to be able to add any extra comments, like bring an identification, or, you know, here's the address where you'll need to come to. You can actually put the full address here. You can add here notes like dress code, things that are important for that first day on the job. And then we just hit match candidate. Once we hit match candidate, this goes directly through to the employee. And then now the employee can actually accept the card. And then that's it. Now you've actually hired for that job that you couldn't hire for before in less than days or months.
Nice. We have a question here from one of the people that are with us in our live episode. And we have a question that says, is it nationwide?
So that is the plan, right? We are an Austin-based company, but currently we're actually operating in Austin, Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston. Okay. And we're actually working on partnerships to actually start working in New York as well. Over the next 2 years, that is absolutely the goal. We are looking to actually expand nationwide. But we find that it is better to start, you know, with a small market, start with a small niche, and then grow from there. We don't want to open nationwide and then fail everybody. So we decided to start small and then grow as we go.
Well, you picked the right area, because it's growing. I just read an article that says that the San Antonio, Houston, yes, Dallas, Austin. It's like it's like a triangle that is growing. The highest rate of growth in the world is happening here in Texas. So that is, and it's in the right area to do so.
Yeah, and it's amazing, because it's actually, you know, those four cities that you just mentioned are four of the top 10 economies in the US and worldwide. So that's why we decided that this was the perfect market. You know, we need to continue, we need to keep the economy running, and we can't do it if we can't find the right employees.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing this. And you know what? That it's all about creating solutions, right? At EGBI, we're trying to find resources for clients. And one of the pain points that we continuously see is the hiring of employees. So thank you very much for your time. Of course, there's a lot of options. This is just one option that we currently have, but it seems to me like a good option. So thank you for your time. And for the people that are listening to us, we are about to do the interview in Spanish for our Spanish speaking clients. So if you would like to stick around in about 3 minutes, we will start our interview in Spanish. And you know what? Before I leave, I want to ask you something, Andres. What would you like people to take away from this conversation?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Two things for businesses. Don't be scared of technology. Technology has proven to actually help you grow, make more money, and become a more efficient business. Today, we need to use technology to continue to grow. Don't be afraid, because it will actually simplify many, many processes for you. Now, for people looking for employment, remember that coming to the US or starting a new job does not mean you have to start from scratch. No one can take away your experience and abilities. No one can take away your skills. So please make sure to highlight them while looking for a new job.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That is great advice. And how can we start using the app?
Yes. So you can go directly to our website, moilapp.com. If you're looking for employment, so if you're a candidate, it's completely free for you. Like I said, we will create automatically the resume and profile. But if you're a business, you know, we're actually very cost efficient. If you want to reach out to me at andres@moilapp.com, I will give you your first job for just $5. But our cost is very low. It's $15 for one job, $70 for 10. And then this, you can post them throughout the year. Or if you hire very often, it's just $299 for the entire year. So these prices that I just mentioned, they're actually already 50% discounted of our regular pricing, and the promotion will go until the end of May. So just go straight to our website from your phone, from your computer, moilapp.com, and get started today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you to all the people that were with us today. The episode will stay here. So if you know of anybody that is having issues with hiring and they're having issues because of time and resources, this could be a good option for them. So share with them. And remember that La Incubadora podcast is part of the Economic Growth Business Incubator, where we coach, train, and support aspiring and existing business owners in Central Texas. We have a lot of information and resources for you all, and a lot of events that are coming soon. We have a lot of events coming soon for the Small Business Week. So thank you very much for your time, Andres. We'll see you in a little bit in our episode in Spanish. And for the people that joined us, thank you for your time. And we hope this app works for you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Really appreciate you and EGBI. Thank you so much, guys. Take care.